Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Russ Meyer. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive to center field. Pearsall throws towards Mauch. Mauch fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mauch. Runnels moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog. Mauch reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Mauch moves to third. Two outs. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mauch scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fitzgerald. The throw from White and he is safe. Fitzgerald steals third. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 1 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from White and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Yost moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Yost scores. Lemon moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos fires to first and has Jensen trapped. There's the throw to Snyder, who tags Jensen for the out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog bunts towards the mound. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ramos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White throws to second, with Klaus covering, and has Herzog trapped. There's the throw to Malzone, who tags Herzog for the out. Ramos moves to second. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 2 in the game. Plus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Ramos trying to get to third. White throws to Malzone, who tags Ramos for the out. Plus moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mauch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog. Mauch reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Sammy White. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Mickey Vernon. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields it and throws to third for the out. Consolo moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to third. Goodman moves to second. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Ike DeLock now pitching. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Plus strikes out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch misplays the ball. That's an error on Mauch. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fitzgerald for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The slide. Daly applies the tag. Lemon is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Ellis fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Tettelbach pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.